The following podcast is for information purposes only and is not suitable for retail investors.
Hello and welcome to your Chat of the Week podcast. Today is Thursday the 8th of June and I'm once again joined by Lorenzo LaPosta.
Hello Ben, thank you very much for having me.
Now, this week, Lorenzo and I have been discussing oil's performance so far this year. Since peaking last year during the early stages of the Ukraine-Russia crisis at around $128 per barrel, the price has steadily declined since. And so far this year, crude oil has fallen about 10% to around $75 per barrel, which is well below what a lot of economists expected. Lorenzo, what's causing this underperformance?
Well, to answer that, I think we need to look at what exactly economists expected when they made their predictions, some of which even suggested that the price of oil might be closer to $100. At the beginning of the year, the outlook was very different to what has emerged over the past 5 months. With China emerging from its lockdowns and the US seemingly unfazed by the rate hikes that we had seen throughout 2022, hopes were high for the year ahead. But unfortunately, most of those aspects have disappointed. With China grand reopening failing to meet expectations and a banking crisis damaging the outlook in the US. So crude oil's use for things like petrol and plastic production means that its price can be used as an indicator for sentiment of global economic activity. And so far, while the global economy has just about kept growing, oil's decline suggests that has been actually disappointed so far.
Okay, so there were some overly optimistic calls on the demand side this year. If we look at the supply side, and in particular OPEC, which accounts for around 40% of global oil production, they also predicted that the price would remain elevated around the sort of $80 to $90 mark. And you know, given their less than passive role in the oil markets, how have they responded to oil's decline?
Well, OPEC is certainly playing an interesting role in all of this. As a group of countries that rely heavily on oil exports, it is in their interest, obviously, to have a higher oil price. But they have been criticized a few times in the past for artificially inflating the price of oil. But so far this year, it seems like there's not much that even they can do about it. Earlier in April, they announced, for example, a surprise cut to production to try and raise prices, which did lead to a brief spike, but it didn't do much to change the downward trend. This has obviously shaken them a little bit because they afterwards announced that these cuts would be extended by a year to the end of 2024. And Saudi Arabia, that is the largest producer within the group, has announced that they will cut supply throughout July. But you know, given the muted reaction in markets, it seems that hasn't really changed sentiment at all. There are some doubts as to whether all the members will even stick to the cuts. Despite all the restrictions, for example, Russia has continued to be able to export significant amounts of oil and is likely to continue doing so to fund its costly war with Ukraine.
Right, so this continuing downward trend seems to have caught even OPEC by surprise. But so far, you know, we've been looking back at what's already happened. So the risk of making the exact same mistakes as economists earlier this year, what can we expect from the price of oil looking forward?
Well, I'm going to try and make a sort of more balanced approach here and maybe not make any overly precise predictions. As I always say, I'd rather be kind of right than precisely wrong. So if, as expected, we see the long anticipated recession in developed economies, then I think it's likely that we see this downward trend continue. However, it is possible that that's already priced in, which actually, you know, with there being more of a risk to the upside if growth instead remains strong. So OPEC certainly isn't going to just give up its efforts, but it is possible that they're reaching the end of their capabilities in that respect. There is only so much they can cut in terms of production. Strong growth in emerging markets could also help push up oil prices. So whatever the outcome, I'm sure it won't be a quiet rest of the year for oil prices.
Well, Lorenzo, as always, thank you for fantastic insights and looking forward to talking next week.
Thank you, Ben. See you soon.
For professional advisors only. The views expressed are those of Momentum Global Investment Management at the time of recording and are subject to change without notice. Momentum Global Investment Management has used all reasonable efforts to ensure the accuracy of the information contained in this communication, but we cannot guarantee the reliability, completeness, or accuracy of the content. This podcast is for information purposes only and does not constitute investment advice or an offer or solicitation to buy or sell. Momentum Global Investment Management, company registration number 3733094, has its registered office at the Rex Building, 62 Queen Street, London, EC4R1EB. Momentum Global Investment Management Limited is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority in the United Kingdom, registration number 232357, and is exempt from the requirements of Section 7(1) of the Financial Advisory and Intermediary Services Act 37 of 2002 in South Africa, in terms of the FSCA FAIS Notice 141 of 2021, published on the 15th of December 2021. For complaint relating to Momentum Global Investment Management's financial services, please contact distribution services at momentum.co.uk. Your capital is at risk.